Hello and welcome to this conversation about Kentek's Network Performance Management Solution. This is Jim Metzler. I'm Vice President of Ashton Metzler & Associates. And with me today is Avi Freeman, CEO of Kentek. Welcome, Avi.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Avi, what is Kentek's announcement about? And who should care about it?
Kentek is going to be announcing next week the release of our network performance management solution. So it's Kentek NPM, and it sits on top of Kentek's Detect platform. We think that what's been missing from the network analytics tool suites is an easy way for people to look at their actual traffic and determine whether applications and users are affected. So anyone that runs applications that run over the internet that have to do with revenue or the continuity of the business, we think that those are the folks that should care about the announcement.
Okay, could you drill down just a bit, Avi? Why SaaS? Why is that so important to your customers?
Well, what we've heard from our customers is that there's no solution that they can consume the way they want. There's appliances, there's downloadable software, but there's been no SaaS option that gives them the basic network visibility that they want with an understanding of their topology and how networks interconnect, but also gives them the context of what the performance of that traffic is. So SaaS, big data-based, open and integratable with their tool suites, that's what people want, and they haven't had options in the market.
Avi, we both know that network performance management isn't exactly a new concept. Why add another solution to all the existing ones?
So what we've heard is that the main frustration that people had with a lot of the tool suites, especially on the NetFlow analytics side, which is where we started and spent the first couple years of Kentek focusing on, is most of those solutions take all the data in, aggregate it, and throw it away. So in order to resolve that, so you can really have a network time machine, you need to be able to keep all that data. But now you've got a really large big data problem. Most of our users are storing billions, tens of billions, even hundreds of billions of records, and they don't really want to fire up that much infrastructure and run that on-prem. So SaaS is attractive for people that just want to have the data processed in the cloud and stored in the cloud without having to turn on that infrastructure. And for the people that really do want it to be on-prem, we do on-prem SaaS as well. And in that case, it's really they don't want to manage, they don't want to develop, they don't want to build their own network-savvy big data solution. They just want a managed solution.
I want to drill down a bit on that. Why a host agent? I mean, there certainly have been a lot of appliances that have been out there for a long time. So again, why a host agent?
So the basic component of the NPM solution is the core Kentek Detect offering, which takes everything from S-Flow, NetFlow, IPFix to what we call augmented flow data that has performance and security information in it, and makes it available via SaaS portal, alerting system, APIs. That's the basic part of the solution. And most of our customers start with that, monitoring and sending us data from their existing network elements. The NPM solution adds in specifically taking data from a host agent or a sensor. We've decided to use the nProbe technology from a company called nTop. Luca Derry has been running that project. It's really the granddaddy, in some sense, of a lot of network monitoring. And that agent goes on a server or on a sensor that can see copies of traffic and then feeds us that data with not only the flow of the traffic, but also the performance, and in some cases, the semantics of what the application is actually doing. So that data goes in, and then the NPM elements of the Kentek Detect platform will let you actually look at the flow of the traffic colored by performance and see, is there a problem? And if so, where is it? Is it the network? Is it the WAN? Is it the internet? Is it the data center? Or where in the application should I look? So it's Kentek Detect with augmented flow coming from nProbe as the main sensor, serving up traffic from looking at PCAP on servers or taps and spans.
Okay, thanks. Now, I'm sure you have folks that are using this today. Could you give me, or give us, a little insight into the various ways they're using it?
A lot of our customers they write their own applications, they control their entire infrastructure, and are of the attitude that the last thing they want to buy is appliances. A lot of them are actually looking at white box or running white box, and they don't even want to buy major brand switches and routers, much less $300,000 appliances to go into the network. So the host agent gives them the flexibility to run on top of and integrated with all their current application infrastructure and send the kind of data that they need to actually make decisions. And why do we need an agent is because most routers and switches and firewalls and load balancers don't have the ability to report on the traffic that's occurring with performance instrumentation. You can do it with a few different vendors, a few of their models, but there's no really blanket way to do that. So the host agent is something that plays well with our big data architecture. It's easy to deploy and doesn't require any physical mucking around with packet brokers. Now, if they have packet brokers installed, then that same host agent could be run on a $3,000 40 gig sensor if they want to. So in our world, an appliance is just a commodity white box server running the same host agent, and that's another way to deploy. Vertical that we've had a lot of success in, that we actually developed a lot of this technology with, is the ad tech vertical. You've got a number of companies, all very technically sophisticated, who often actually need to cooperate with their competitors. And they all, as a group, have latency SLAs in the tens of milliseconds. So 50 milliseconds to do the complete transaction of putting an ad on a web page, because that web page may have multiple ads. So the question that always comes up is, when they're not meeting their SLA, why? Where's the problem? So it gets back to that age-old, is it the network question. And the main way that the ad tech folks are using Kentix NPM is to take a look at the performance and project it on top of the network flow, on top of their topology, and be able to see very clearly where the bottlenecks are, if there are any in the network, and then be able to drive action to do something about it. So very common thing is there's a network in the middle of the internet that when the traffic goes through there to one of their trading partners is a problem. And then we actually have customers that are automatically influencing routing to route around those kinds of bottlenecks. So it's detect, decide what to do, react, and sometimes automated. The other big category is what we call is SaaS companies. So that's sort of a subset of the web company vertical. And SaaS companies all believe in customer success, customer experience, and their revenue is almost always going over the internet. So again, quickly being able to determine when there's a user complaint, or ideally proactively, there's an issue, it isn't with the network, or there's an issue and it's with this part of the network, let's go do something about it. And those are decisions and really observations they can't make without performance data, which you can't really get from the routers and switches that they run in their to make the packets go in their infrastructure.
Avi, let's put web companies aside for just a second. How can your new tool help ISPs and hosting companies?
The hosting companies and ISPs, so we call them service providers, we say sort of the people that make the internet as opposed to the people that use the internet, their interest is in knowing about issues before customers are calling their NOC, really understanding what the performance is, and then again doing something about it. They're typically very well connected, have provisioning systems, and can signal their infrastructure. But what's been missing is actually an understanding of what's going on. Now, for most of those companies, they don't have control of the hosts, so they'll deploy the agent in a sensor mode where it's on top of a $3,000 machine seeing copies of the traffic. And typically they'll focus on the outside of the network and be looking at where are they having performance problems in their peers and upstream providers. And their goal is not as much to maximize revenue of the that's going inside the packets that they can that are their application. Their goal is to increase customer satisfaction, and in some cases just have the data so that when someone reports an issue, they can go and look at it and have an intelligent conversation.
Okay, thanks. Now that certainly makes sense for those classes of companies, but let's scale it down just a little bit. If I have an enterprise client, does the solution apply to them? And if so, how?
So Kentix NPM is used by enterprise very similarly to the way that SaaS companies use us, which is the parts of the network and specifically the traffic that makes revenue. So it's the marketing website, it's the APIs, which allow the business to go to place orders and to make orders, and as part of their digital supply chain. That's typically the area of traffic that they start focusing on to be able to say, what do I need to do to keep that traffic flowing well? To be able to proactively know where there are problems, tag that back to what application or users are affected, and to be able to deal with it. I'd say secondarily, a lot of enterprise, even the ones using SD-WAN, are themselves service providers to their internal customers. So we're talking more about the Fortune 1000 in this case that have global networks. And in that case, it's less about optimizing revenue that the network operator folks are dealing with and more about just providing great service to the rest of the company. In the SMB world, that's not the area that we've primarily been focusing in. And then typically we say, are you having problems figuring out whether the network is the problem as you use your SaaS applications, as your business goes? And in many cases, that's not really the area that we're targeting. It's the larger companies that either make revenue over the internet or that have internal users typically pretty broadly deployed and have a service provider like Outlook towards them.
The solution certainly sounds very rich and fully functional. How does somebody go about getting the solution, and how much does it cost?
So people can just sign up directly on our website at www.kentik.com, which is K-E-N-T-I-K, and actually get into trial on their own. Just start sending Flow, download the agent, and install. If someone does sign up, we're going to immediately contact and offer our assistance. But a lot of our customers don't want to be bugged. They just want to go try it. So we're fine with that. And typically, people can be up and running in a matter of minutes with data from the routers and switches. Depending on their config management system, it might be 15 minutes to a couple hours to push something into a Docker build or however they deploy software onto hosts. And we charge as annual contracts, and we charge a monthly fee within that per router, switch, and host. And the host monitoring is per host is typically a lot lower cost. It depends a little bit on the volume and how much people want to store. But we have customers that are monitoring, hundreds of hosts and tell us that it's much more economical than either the building it themselves, which is what they had been trying to do, or running the big data platforms, or the appliance and downloadable software solutions we talked about.
Now, Avi, as you just alluded to, a lot of companies of any type prefer a try and buy approach for anything like this. Can people do that type of try buy approach, and what are the parameters?
Absolutely. So anyone can sign up on our website, including our competitors. We see them doing that fairly often. And just start adding devices. We have an extensive knowledge base, so many people do that themselves. That just starts a 30-day trial. Again, people can do that entirely autonomously, or we're happy to jump in and help try to understand the use cases, especially once data is flowing. Walk through how Kentik Detect and the NPM components can solve the issues that they're seeing, and especially talk with them about how it integrates with their metrics databases. We have a Grafana integration, their APM tools. So typically 30-day free trial, and then we extend it for some larger customers, or if we need to prove an integration or add a connector for a certain type of device that they have.
Hey, Avi, thanks so much. That's certainly a very exciting announcement, so thanks for spending some time with me. And folks, if you want to learn more about what Avi discussed, please go to www.kentik.com. kentik.com. That's kentik.com. And Avi, thanks you again so very much for your time today.